This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, and welcome back to the Liga MX show, brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, and my co-host next to me is Ryan. And today we're going to be covering the second leg of the Liga MX Clausura quarterfinal matches. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Cooper. Good to be back. Glad it's Friday, and glad we're right back into the leg two of the playoffs of the quarterfinals.
Yeah, not a bad first leg for us, huh?
Yeah, it really couldn't have gone any better. Well, we were 8-1 the last 2 weeks and a great first leg. So I'm very pleased with our results, and hopefully we can keep the winners coming for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Been crushing. It's crazy. We've gone 8-1 the first 2 weeks of doing the playoff shows. You're still 100%. You're still, you know, totally perfect on your selections. So I'm the one with the glaring loss. That one loss out of the nine had to be mine, but I'm willing to take that one for the team. If we can keep going 8-1 every 2 weeks, I'm totally fine taking the one loss of the nine. But yeah, we had some great games. We'll kind of go over them as we go and talk about the second legs here. So we'll go ahead and get started. Our first match is going to be Saturday, the 14th. We're recording this Friday, so it's going to be tomorrow, the 14th. It's going to be Club America at home this time, hosting Puebla. Club America comes in as a minus 160 favorite. Puebla on the road this time as a plus 440 underdog. Draw is priced at a plus 280. The total is set at 2.5. Juice to the under a little bit, minus 102 to the over, minus 118, minus 120 range on the under there. The first leg ended in a 1-1 draw at Puebla. We actually cashed a lean on that one, which was the first half draw at like a plus 110. So that was a nice lean. If anybody listening is playing our leans, that was a nice winner, 0-0 first half. Shout out to Ochoa for a couple of great saves in the first half and that one, keeping that one at 0-0 for us. Most of Puebla's opportunities actually came early, like in the first 10, 15 minutes of that game. They actually only created 0.27 expected goals that game. Club America created 0.87 on the road at Puebla. There were 10 yellow cards given out in this game, 7 of which were to Puebla players. So it was very chippy. I personally am going to keep it simple here. I don't think Puebla can score. I mean, I really don't think America's got arguably the best defensive unit in Liga MX. This is going to be at America this time. So I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to go with the under 2.5 as a strong lean, potential official play there, but definitely a strong lean for now at a minus 118 price.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree. And I know I was messaging you during this game and all the others for that matter, right? I think I had leaned under 2.5 in this first leg, and it was a little hairy there for a bit. But I did watch the majority of the first half. I caught some of the second half, but yeah, Puebla did miss a pretty big chance in the first half, and I think both keepers for that matter were quite sharp in this match. I didn't see much in the way of opportunities for either team for that matter, and I think there probably could have been more goals based on, some of the second half chances, but it was an evenly matched game. I think possession was 51-49 in favor of Puebla. But all right, now we have the reverse fixture. America heads home, where they've been absolutely rock solid in their last 5 matches. They scored 9. They've allowed just 1 goal. They've kept a clean sheet in 4 of their last 5 home matches, and Puebla are averaging 0.8 goals per match for on the road over the last five and allowing around 1.4. Now, again, those are playoff. This is playoffs. Like, you can take all the stats you want, but the fact of the matter is America was the better team. They will be an even stronger team at home. There's a lot on the line, right? It's 1-1 going into the second leg. And I think America will win this match. And I do have a official dog play here in this match. The Asian handicap line -1 for Club America +107.
Okay.
Which I've locked in earlier. However, I'm looking at Bet Rivers right now, and that line is now an even +100. So okay. It's already moved seven cents in a few hours.
Gotcha.
So that's still going to be, it's still in the dog range, right? But that's going to be my dog play of the week.
Fantastic. Yeah. And we also have one of our parlay legs is also involving this game. I feel like it's a really good spot just because, and I actually have a dog play on this game as well.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and cover that one. I'm taking Club America to win to nil at a +165 price tag. Pueblo just isn't doing anything going forward. Aristigueta is their big Venezuelan striker. He actually scored his first goal in the last 10 games in the first leg of this tie here. And it was kind of, I mean, I don't want to take anything away from him, but it was like ball comes in and he kind of like, you know, takes a nice funny bounce off of his shin and kind of goes chips over the keeper. So it wasn't like it was an incredible world-class goal or anything. So I think that's going to be enough to get him to start again. I mean, they don't really have a lot of options going forward. And if we're on America here to cover the -1 on the Asian handicap or win to nil, him being in the lineup's not a bad thing because I think he's figured out. We talked about this the first week. I think he's, you know, their offensive game plan has not adapted since the first six or seven games of the season. And I think there's a legitimately good chance that Club America can win this game 2-0. I maybe even a late 3-0. I feel good about them winning the game. And I feel pretty good about Pueblo probably being held off the score sheets unless something fluky happens, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's why -1 for me, you know, I think there's good push potential there if anything. So I think it's a fairly safe or quite safe dog play. So
let's see
a win at the very least for them.
Absolutely. So moving on to our next one on Saturday, the 14th, tomorrow, is Pachuca at home this time as a -155 favorite, hosting Atletico San Luis, who comes in as a +420 dog, and the draw is priced at a +275, with the total being set at 2.5. Pick 'em over under situation here, -110 either way. This is the highest total on the board. And I understand why it's set here because Pachuca has scored a lot of goals this year and they've got, you know, the highest expected goal total of anybody in the league. So this is a very good offensive unit. But I'm not going to be playing it over in this game personally. So I'll run through kind of a quick recap of last week's or last leg into 2-2. Nicolas Ibanez for Pachuca scored two headers, two goals, one in the first half, one in the second half, both great goals. Former Atletico Madrid guy there. He actually has all four goals this season against Atletico San Luis for Pachuca. He's got all four goals. So, you know, obviously they're having some success keeping him involved against this team when they play each other. But I really dug into this one, and I have a best bet that involves this matchup here. Atletico San Luis has been exciting. They've been fun, and, like, I understand people want to back them to score goals, and, like, they're kind of this underdog story that caught fire midseason and snuck into the playoffs and knocked off Monterrey and did some really exciting things. But they like to allow their opponent to have possession. They do that usually most games. The last three games that they've had more possession than their opponent, they've lost. So when they play teams like Santos Laguna, Necaxa, Querétaro. Those three teams, they lost to and actually gave up quite a few goals, but they allowed them, I don't know if they allowed them, but their opponents had less possession. And that's very unusual for San Luis because usually they're the ones sitting back, absorbing and countering. So Pachuca, when they play at home, like they're the masters of that style. They're the ones that sit back and absorb, allow their opponents to have the ball, and they counter, and they're like lightning in a bottle the other direction. So my best bet this week involves this game. I'm going to be taking Pachuca money line plus under 4.5 goals on that little combo market for a minus 110 price tag. People don't realize this about Pachuca because they're so electric offensively. They're actually they're tied with Atlas in goals allowed this season. They're only allowing 0.88 goals a match. They're number four in expected goals allowed, so their analytics are not that far off from their actual performance defensively this year. They're six wins, two draws, and zero losses at home this season. All six of their wins have seen under 4.5 goals at home this season. So the way I envision this one happening is Pachuca probably gets on sometime in the first half and just parks it. And then maybe they score another on the counter. But if Pachuca gets up one goal, they're going to feel pretty good about defending for the rest of the match. So I see 2-0. Maybe Atletico San Luis knocks one and you see 2-1 here. But this is a really strong play for me. It's going to be an official play that I send out. And this is my best bet.
Yeah, I'm not too far off in my read. So I'm glad we're aligning in a way. You know, I think the match for round one was, I mean, 2-2. It was obviously the most entertaining, the game, in my opinion, of round one. And San Luis were lucky to come out with a draw, right? They scored in the 92nd minute. To be honest with you, I had passed out and I had woke up to the announcer yelling goal. kind of woke me up and I saw it at the end. But, you know, I did mention on the last show, I think that, you know, St. Louis has potential to upset Pachuca. But after watching the first match and you know, with them coming home, I think that's kind of a lost cause. You know, just like America, Pachuca have kept a clean sheet in four out of their last five home matches. And they've allowed just one goal in their last five. You know, they have only been able to net seven, four. But I strongly, you know, expect Pachuca to win this game at home. And I think under 2.5 is actually a decent spot here if I had a lean in this play. The line is minus 112 right now on Bet Rivers. But overall, for me, it's a stay away. But I do like your look of Pachuca with a win in under 4.5. But for me, there's nothing official.
Yeah. And to kind of put the, notify you guys, we've been cashing dog plays the first 2 weeks. We really have mixed it up and found good spots. This is going to be one of those weeks for me, at least, that the square plays probably win. And which is fine. I mean, like, it doesn't make you a square if your square plays are winning. It just means you're winning. But this is going to be, we're going to see a lot of square results. We're going to see favorites winning, you know, coming back home and getting calls and, you know, the away teams being desperate and probably paying for it. So to me, it just feels like one of those weekends as far as Liga MX is concerned.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I was looking at the matches, not to interrupt you. I was looking at the matches and I felt the same way. I'm like, America, Pachuca. I mean, it feels too squares, but also too. And I want to bring up a quick point. You know, we are 8-1, right? We are on a nice hot streak. But remember, when you're betting, just because we're 8-1, you know, don't put the mortgage on the play. Stick to your, you know, your bankroll management, your one unit. You know, just keep things consistent.
Absolutely. So with that, moving on to our third match, going to Sunday now, the 15th, we've got the second leg of the Guadalajara Derby. The first one was a lot of fun. We've got Atlas this time at the old Estadio Guadalajara. They're at home as a even money favorite. Chivas on the road this time as a plus 270 dog. The draw price at a plus 235. Over-under set at the Asian handicap, 2.25. Juice to the under at minus 122, plus 102 to the over. Last game was a road victory for Atlas, 2-1 on the road at Chivas. Jeremy Angel Marquez came out of absolutely nowhere and scored a brace for Atlas. He had no goals the entire season and just comes and sets the roof on fire. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a beauty.
Awesome. Awesome performance for him. Two great goals. Honestly, I like this Chivas team. We cashed big on them the first week, but I'm going to be honest with what I saw. Atlas came in and bullied them. They were way more physical. They were the better team. I mean, they looked like the better team. And I don't know if injuries are starting to stack up a little bit for Chivas. Jesus Ricardo Angulo for Chivas, he's their second leading goaler. He's out there. He was out for that game. He's going to be out for this one too. So a little bit of an injury situation stacking up for them. I have a slight lean to the under here just because Atlas at home, I really think that you could see a 0-0 or even a 1-0 here. That's kind of my lean. I don't know if I'm playing it or not just because the total set's so low. But really interesting note here before I pass you the mic. Five out of the last six head-to-heads, the home team has failed to win. So that's a derby. I mean, like, these guys are in the same city. They're driving 15 minutes across the city to play their crosstown rival. And obviously that's reflecting in the most recent head-to-heads with the away team being so successful. So kind of a tricky one. What do you think?
Yeah, I felt the same way about this match. I do think, you know, especially when, you know, Atlas had that 2-0 lead, I think I messaged you. I'm like, that's a dangerous lead in soccer. And, you know, I think seeing Chivas score in the second half, that was certainly interesting. I did expect them to possibly tie the game. I mean, they dominated possession. They dominated the chances. But I agree. I think Atlas bullied them. And I was worried, you know, I did take both teams to score in this last match, but you know, Atlas are tough on the road. They're very stingy. They play a nice, tight, compact formation. They don't really let people, like you say, bully them around. They kind of control the pace, control the play. And, you know, from a stat perspective, Atlas have scored 5 goals and allowed 6 in their last 5 home matches. Chivas have scored 6 and allowed 4 in their last 5. So from a home-away split, I don't expect this to be an exciting match. And add on top of that, Atlas is already up 2-1 in the first leg, you know, on aggregate. I don't expect many goals here myself. I think Chivas will do their best to try to, you know, obviously up the ante and get that goal difference and get one. Yeah. But I just think Atlas is going to sit back, control the game. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a 0-0 final here. I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, it's the Mexican playoffs and the crowd really will have an impact here. Depends how Chivas can get through the Atlas defense and break them down. If they start putting pressure on Atlas, you'll start seeing a little bit of pace pick up, and that's when, you know, you could see a goal or two. But under 2.25 is a strong lean for me. I almost made that a best bet, but it's a strong lean, but not an official best bet play for me.
Yeah, so a solid play there then, because we're both basically in alignment there. On that under 2.25 feeling zero. I mean, maybe sprinkle 0-0 exact score, or maybe because it could totally happen here. 100%.
Yeah, agreed.
So our fourth and final match of the weekend, we've got Tigres coming back home here after a 1-0 win over Cruz Azul on the road. Tigres is a minus 115 favorite. Cruz Azul plus 300 underdog. The draw is priced at plus 255. Over-under is set at 2.5. Juice to the under at minus 122. The over is priced at plus 102. This one, for me, I'm probably not going to have a play in this game. The first game, obviously last week, you and I both cashed the best bet on this game. You cashed the under as your best bet. I cashed Tigres at a draw, no bet. They won 1-0. Yep. So this was a really fun one. Really enjoyed this one. It got really sweaty after the 60th minute when Nico Lopez got a red card because of a high boot. So with that, that takes us into a really interesting situation here, because you have no Nico Lopez. Florian Thauvin was already out because of a muscle strain. So now you're going to see somebody like maybe Jefferson Soteldo come in and fill that winger position. Not a bad player. I mean, a pretty good depth piece considering the league and the level of play. But I'm not racing to back Tigres again here. I feel like we took advantage of that spot. We made money last week as far as playing aside. I have a small lean to the under here. And a very, very small lean to Tigres winning the game, just because they absolutely dominated Cruz Azul last game. Cruz Azul had nothing to offer going forward at all. Anytime Cruz Azul got the ball into the Tigres final third, it looked like the Tigres defenders were playing middle schoolers. They were just bodying them up, just kicking the ball out. Even when they went down to 10 men, they were never – they kept their composure, and they were still – handling their business, even with 9 minutes of extra time, playing with 10 men, they looked really, really, really good. So small lean to the under and Tigres to win. You have an official pick for this one, don't you?
Yeah. My best bet is in this match. And, you know, I don't really anticipate much change or expected a much different result from the first leg. I think Tigres played a very well-balanced game. After they received the red card at 60, as you said, after the high boot, you know, I thought it was going to be a challenge for them to keep a clean sheet, but, you know, it was pretty obvious Cruz Azul with 11 attempts, they're only to get 3 shots on net. And they just didn't look great at all. I mean, I think they're in trouble for the second leg, and road matches don't fare them well. They've seen just 8 goals in total on the roll, and they failed to score in, you know, about 25%. So 1 out of 4 matches, they failed to score. Tigres are tough. Tigres play tight at home. And my best bet in this match is actually the under again. And like I said, I never take unders. it was tough to watch. I was rooting for no goals, and usually it's the opposite for me. Right. But I'm taking under 2.5 at -120 in this match as my best bet. And looking at Bet Rivers again, it looks like it moved 5 cents to -125. So it's heading down.
So If everyone was healthy here for Tigres, it might be a different story, because if everyone is healthy for Tigres, that Cruz Azul defense is not – they're not overly trustworthy, and there's potential for desperation if Tigres were to get the first goal here. And we know what happens when teams get desperate. So if everyone was healthy, if, you know, Florian Thauvin was healthy and they had their entire arsenal moving forward – I almost would maybe consider playing Tigres team total over 1.5, but without him, without Nico Lopez to provide depth in attack, Tigres is going to be totally cool with just making sure
managing the game. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, realistically, this is probably 1-0 Tigres.
I think the same result. Like I said, I think it's a similar result as the first leg. Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, so we will go towards the end of the show now, where we will recap our best bet and our dog play. So for my best bet this week, just to recap, I'm taking Pachuca money line plus the under 4.5. It's a combo bet. Again, Pachuca play really good defense at home. I expect 1-0 or 2-0 here. I think this is the end of the fun for Atletico San Luis. My dog play is Club America win to nil at +165. Could see 1-0, 2-0, maybe even 3-0. I just don't think Puebla has what it takes to go on the road and score in this atmosphere. So what do you have for your best bet and your dog?
My best bet is Tigres versus Cruz Azul under 2.5 at -120. And my dog play is Club America -1. It's an Asian handicap in line +107.
Fantastic. Awesome. Well, hopefully we can produce some similar results this week. And then to end the show, our parlay this week is we're taking Tigres double chance, which is around a -375 or -400, depending on your book. And we are combining that. We're parlaying that with Club America money line. That gets us to about +105. I can't see Tigres losing. honestly, I mean, it's a draw, worst case scenario, and that's if something fluky happens. And then we both talked about the Club America game. They're going to be at home against Puebla, and we feel pretty good about them getting the job done because the game is tied. So the game is tied on aggregate. So they don't want to draw. They want to go home in front of the fans and get it done. So, anyways, yeah, that's what we're working with this week. So with that, let me just remind you guys that to make sure that you subscribe to the channel. And we've got all kinds of different shows for all the European leagues. We even have a Major League Soccer show that's brand new. I tuned into that the other day. The guys are doing a really good job there. So lots of winners going around. We're 9-1 with our show going into week 3 of the playoffs. Hopefully we can keep it rolling and look back and, you know, sweep another card. That would be fantastic. Anything, RJ?
No, that worked for me. Like I said, just remember, you know, proper bankroll management and hopefully we can keep the winners rolling. And you guys just keep growing that bankroll with us.
Absolutely.
And thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate that. So,
all right, appreciate you guys. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.